This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For the past 10 years, the Conservation Strategy Fund has been using applied economics in the defense of threatened environmental resources, primarily in Africa and Latin America.
What economics can allow you to do is quantify in hard numbers what are the costs of doing a project in a different way, and what are the environmental gains that you can realize by, for example, putting a road in a less sensitive ecosystem.
CFS founder and president John Reed says the Sebastopol-based nonprofit has worked on many such big infrastructure issues in recent years, but he believes the future for many emerging tropical national economies now lies in preserving their natural ecosystems.
There are forests that have both the highest levels of biodiversity and also the highest levels of stored carbon of any ecosystems in the world. And when it gets released by burning of forest, it goes up into the atmosphere and contributes to global warming. At the same time, these critical ecosystems are in countries where the capacity to develop and implement environmental policy is still in an incipient stage. So this is a key moment to go in and give people the training that they need to protect the ecosystems that can make a huge contribution.
A key piece of that long-term approach is part of the global conversation underway this week in Poznan, Poland, where the annual United Nations Climate Change Conference is being held. High on the agenda is updating the 1997 Kyoto Accords on greenhouse gas emissions. Reed says that incorporating some form of carbon credits would be an enormous economic boost to the underdeveloped countries.
In the next treaty, they're talking about bringing in developing countries that have a lot of forest as full participants and allowing them to reap benefits from forest conservation. The idea is make it worth people's while to keep the carbon on the ground. And to do that, it's going to take getting the developing countries signed on as countries with commitments under the next treaty. That's the biggest thing that could happen for rainforest conservation in the next few years.
At the same time, Reed adds, these protected environments could be opened, gently, to tourism, another economic benefit to the host countries, some of which are already moving in that direction.
There's still amazing undammed rivers and huge tracts of forest. And the governments down there are creating new parks that are many times the size of Yosemite. So it's a historic moment in conservation in many parts of the world.
You can find out more about how the Conservation Strategy Fund is working to enable these emerging economic environmental processes on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.